This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Freeney.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I just did the Bill Proof project. We shot the last of the video today. It'll be coming out soon. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. So he's still down there, still, you know, dancing with the kangaroos and whatever else goes on down there. Hanging out with Crocodile Dundee. Whatever else he's up to, I want to know about it. Joining us again from Australia is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I hope that we have another good connection. The last one seemed to work pretty well.
Yeah, that's one thing. What kind of a phone? Is it just a regular prepaid phone or something?
I'm just using a regular iPhone 6 Plus, but I have put in Australia a Telstra company SIM card into it so I can use the Australian networks without being charged $10 a day by Verizon.
Right. Okay. I gotcha.
So the phone charges here are pretty reasonable, and my understanding is that I've got free access to the U.S. cell phone network, so I hope I don't come back to a bill for a couple $1,000.
Me too. I would hate for that to hit you, and if it does hit you, let's talk about that so we can make some people angry, just to, you know, let's bring the light of day.
I don't think that'll happen. I've talked on the phone to the U.S. before, and I've never had any extra charges. So I'm pretty certain it's not going to happen. Yesterday, I spent a good bit of time at the Lithgow Small Arms Factory Museum, which is an amazing museum with a lot of historic firearms in it. Lithgow, of course, was the major manufacturer of military arms for Australia during the two world wars.
Right. How many indigenous and own? I mean, I know that there's cars down in Australia are a whole different breed from any other car in the world. From what I see, I've never been to Australia and never seen the cars, but I've seen video of the cars. So with weapons, do they have any? Are they like, you know, South Africa has a bunch of weapons, or they seem to, that are seem unique to South Africa? Do they have manufacturers that are doing that there?
Most of the weapons that were manufactured for Australian forces were based on the British Commonwealth pattern weapons. So the vast majority of them were the Enfield 303 types and others. There's an indigenous Australian submachine gun, the Owens, that was well thought of. And they have made some of the pistols here as well, of the Wedley series and others. So, but because of all the restrictions that have been put on ordinary citizens owning guns here in Australia, the indigenous manufacture of weapons has dropped off. Now, Lithgow is making some rifles for sporting purposes for hunting and target shooting, and they seem to be selling pretty well. They import a lot of European and American guns, and there are some other manufacturers that have started to answer the demand for guns that are fit the legal framework of Australia but might offer a little more firepower than your ordinary three or four shot bolt action rifle. So there is some manufacture of indigenous guns, but most of them were for the British pattern, and currently it's more small niche markets, and Lithgow is a major manufacturer of sporting rifles.
Right. Okay. That's pretty interesting. Now, have you been pretty much stationary? You haven't been moving around the country any, or have you been moving around the country?
I have been moving some, and Lithgow is about 350 kilometers, it's a couple hundred miles south of Corundi, where I was at. It's about roughly 100 miles or maybe a little less from Sydney. It's an absolutely beautiful little town. When I say little town in Australia, it's a medium-sized city. It's about 60,000 people. But it's in a little valley here. It's gorgeous. The people are friendly. It's basically like rural America. So friendly people, very little crime, and absolutely gorgeous scenery. Beautiful climate. If they had slightly different gun laws, I'd be tempted to stay more often.
Right. Have they not relaxed any since, 96?
Just a little bit. Some of the worst aspects of their laws, or maybe I should say the most strict, the ones that make the least sense to me, they have relaxed a little bit. But on others, they seem to be intent on making them worse. In 2017, and I follow these things, I try to understand what's going on with Australian gun laws, and there was this restriction passed in Australian gun laws that basically all museums that had pistols or any semi-automatic or fully automatic firearms had to insert a rod into the barrel that went all the way from the chamber to the breech, had to be welded at both ends. The internal parts had to be welded, all the springs removed, the firing pin hole welded up. I mean, it basically destroyed any collector value of the firearms whatsoever. And my understanding is that it has not been completely implemented yet, and there was an exception that the Commissioner of Police could issue an exception for any particular firearm. Well, when you have a museum collection of thousands of firearms, it gets to be kind of dicey, and the estimate is that 70% of the Lithgow Small Arms Factory Museum's collection would be essentially destroyed by this order. Now, they're fighting it, and I'm hoping that some common sense and reasonableness prevails and they change it. They've never had a problem with guns being stolen from museums and used in crime, and they have significant security precautions against that. So it's hard to say why this was put into legislation. I think it's just someone who is phobic. Hoplophobic about guns in the legislature, and of course that's some of how they got to where they are today.
Right. Do they know that term, hoplophobic, in Australia?
It's a good question. I'll have to ask about it. I did bump into a former politician at the museum, and I'm hoping to set up an interview, and he was an MP during the time that in 96 when the really nasty laws were passed. And I'm hoping to get some firsthand knowledge about what went on, but that's in process, so I can't promise that it'll actually happen.
Well, I like calling them that just because then they wonder what that means because, you know, Islamophobia didn't exist until very too long ago, as far as I know. But anyway, yeah. we're coming up on the break. Dean is in Australia right now, and we're getting the special treat of him calling in from Australia, so that's pretty cool. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten. He is currently in Australia. When are you coming back?
Late June, I believe.
Oh, okay. No wonder you're not going to Indianapolis. Okay, I thought you might be coming back May or something, but late June. Cool, okay. Well, if you're going to go over there, that's a long way to go and just turn around
exactly,
and like, spend a couple of weekends there,
a
right?
Yeah, it's a long trip, so...
Have you noticed what's been going on with the NRA?
Well, I have noticed. You know, the NRA issues quite a few statements, so I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about. But I've been watching the California case with the magazine ban and Judge Benitez pretty closely.
Well, Judge Benitez, he came out one day, you know, and he was like a champion of the Second Amendment. The next day, not nearly as championistic. So,
I think he was in both cases.
Okay.
What happened?
Tell me why.
What happened is that he was basically the defendant in the case. I hope I get this pronunciation right. Becerra or Becerra, AG from California, said, I'm going to appeal this to the Ninth Circuit. And Benitez had a choice. Either he could issue a stay on his terms that protected the people who'd already bought magazines, or he could let it go to the Ninth Circuit, knowing they would almost certainly issue a stay that did not benefit the people who'd bought magazines. So he issued a stay on his terms that said everybody who'd already purchased magazines or ordered them through the next day, which was the 5th of April, would be protected, and those magazines would be legal. So, from my viewpoint, looking at what Benitez did, he did the right thing. He did the smart move to protect the people that had already bought magazines. It's highly unlikely the Ninth Circuit would not have issued a temporary stay on his summary judgment that found the law unconstitutional. So what he did was render their ability to render a stay moot by rendering a stay himself.
So sort of a
little... But he rendered it on his terms that benefited Second Amendment supporters in California.
Okay. Well, I don't find any fault with that. A little political jujitsu every now and again is sort of interesting. Especially where he has to operate.
Heard about is fair play.
Anyway, no, what I was talking about is the NRA is suing Ackerman McQueen.
Oh yes, yeah, right. Yeah, and where they have a contract, I understand, with the ad agency, and the ad agency is supposed to provide them all of the materials. That are any paperwork that goes into any decisions involving the NRA, and Ackerman and McQueen just refusing to do it.
Right.
Even though they have a contract saying they will. Is that how you understand it, Bill?
That's how I understand it. I had John Crump on earlier because he was the first one to write about it at AmaLand, and he wrote about it today.
Yes. Yeah, he's probably the one who has the best knowledge about it. And there's some talk that there is some factions within the NRA, you know, and there always is. Any large organization will have factions.
Sure.
But you know, the NRA spends a tremendous amount of money with these people. They should be able to get all of the information that's available. I mean, let's not have the employee order the boss around. The NRA hires them, not the other way around.
Well, one of the things I found interesting was the Ackerman McQueen said that this was a I don't remember the phrase they use in their statement, but this was basically an illegitimate lawsuit. And they looked forward to continuing to serve the membership of the NRA, sort of like they're in charge.
Well, exactly. The firm, I think it's Ackerman and McQueen, if I get it right, I hope I get it right. They're hired. They're hired to do a service for the NRA.
Yeah.
They're not hiring the NRA. So the NRA, and there's a contract. It's a written contract that's fairly clear to my understanding. So for them to say this is illegitimate, well, you hire lawyers to do those things when you don't have a case.
Well, I mean, I have a marketing team that works with me, and they don't ever get out there and make statements about my audience. They're like, well, we hope to continue to serve the audience of Lock and Load for years and years to come. This is completely illegitimate. The host of the show, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Well,
That part of it, because there have been a lot of people that over the course of a lot of years have said that Ackerman McQueen is really deep into the NRA. And, you know, then there's just as many people say, well, of course not. We're the board. We have control of the NRA. We were in charge. And yet they didn't answer to the board, did they? They answered to LaPierre.
Well, I would say yes. The internal politics of the NRA are fairly well hidden. They're kind of Byzantine. You have to have insiders who are willing to talk to you to understand exactly what's going on. But LaPierre is executive VP, and he runs the organization. The board, you know, it's a 75-member board, and they have committees, and they're a bureaucratic organization. They don't meet all the time. They can't run it day to day. And you very likely have factions within that 75-member board that'll vote one way or another and, might disagree. So the executive VP, which is LaPierre at the moment, and has been for a long time, has tremendous more power than the board, and he has a tremendous amount of power in choosing who is on the board, by who he picks for committees and a whole bunch of other bureaucratic reasons that I'm not sure we want to go into.
Yeah. We're coming up on the break, so we're not gonna go into it. It's gonna be very interesting in a few weekends to go to Indianapolis, though. That should be quite entertaining. I'll let you know how that goes. At MLA.com, you can find. We're coming up on the break. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump spent the day at the 8th Annual Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit in Atlanta, Georgia.
Everyone here today is united by the same vital goal to liberate our fellow Americans from the grip of drug addiction and to end the opioid crisis once and for all.
Vice President Mike Pence visited Detroit to drum up support for the USMCA trade deal.
Under the USMCA, the American worker is going to be able to compete on a level playing field and win as never before. You know, just last week, the United States Trade Representative released a study that says if the USMCA goes into effect, we can actually expect automakers to invest an additional $34 billion in our country.
The USMCA is intended to replace NAFTA and requires congressional approval. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Of course, the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yeah, they do. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten in Australia right now. When you show up, how many people come to you and say, "Oh, yes, you're the gun guy from America." So, how many guns do you own? Do you carry them around? Are you like a cowboy? I mean, what kind of stuff do you hear about?
What they notice first off is that I'm an American because of how I speak. I try to dress a little more like an Australian so I don't stand out quite as much. But as soon as I open my mouth, they ID that I'm not Australian. So, there are a couple of people that recognize me when you go to gun-specific events, you know. But generally, no, I'm not a celebrity here, and that's probably a good thing.
Well,
talk about those bear cases, the latest bear story?
No, we did not. Let's talk about that. You go ahead and take off with that because
I found, you know, I've hunted down I and some associates of mine have looked for cases where pistols were used to defend against bear attack. And while doing so, we found 9 cases. Now, that's everything we could look at. So, you know, these are all the ones that we could find. We found 9 cases where both firearms, not just pistols, and bear spray were used to defend against bears. Now, this is significant because you have both methods, bear spray and firearms, being used on the same bear. So when people talk about whether bear spray is effective or a firearm is effective, it's usually apples and oranges because you're talking about different bears, different places, different situations. Was the bear curious or angry? Was it attacking or just standing there? It's apples and oranges. But in this case, we found 9 cases where both methods were used on the same bears. Well, one of them that was a few hours difference, all the rest were pretty much involved in the same incident. And what we found in these 9 cases, in 8 of the cases, the bear spray wasn't sufficient to stop the bear, but the firearm was. In the 9th case, the man did not use the firearm because he was going to use bear spray first. And then the bear got to him, and by the time he was able to draw his .44 Magnum, the bear was on him and basically swatted it out of the way. Then his friend came up and sprayed the bear with bear spray. I mean, he sprayed the bear first. Then the friend came up and sprayed the bear from a couple feet away, which also the bear spray got into the fellow's eyes. I think this was, it's Tom Summers we're talking about here. And then, he managed to, as the bear left him, he managed to fire the .44 Magnum he had, but he couldn't see the bear because of the bear spray and the blood in his eyes, and so he almost certainly did not hit it. So you can't really say that the firearm was effective or not, because it's not clear if him firing the gun helped scare off the bear or if the bear spray was sufficient all by itself or not. But that's the one case where you could make the claim that the bear spray was effective and the firearm wasn't. In the other 8 cases, the bear spray was not sufficient and a firearm was.
What's in bear spray? What makes bear, is bear spray just a pepper spray that's jacked up, or what's up with it?
It's the capsicum oils from peppers.
Okay.
So hot pepper extract is essentially what's used in it, and it causes intense pain and swelling of the mucous membranes, and if it goes into your eyes, you're usually blinded because your eyes are trying to get rid of the stuff you can't really see. It's supposed to be particularly effective in shutting down sense of smell. So, you know, it's a very usable thing, and it has purposes, and I wouldn't tell people don't use bear spray. It's just that there's been this hype that bear spray is more effective than firearms in stopping bears, and we really do not have any evidence that that is true. What we have is there were 2 studies done by primarily, Tom Smith and, Stefan Herrero up in British Columbia. Tom Smith's from the University of Utah, as I recall. And they looked at incidents in which firearms were used to stop bears during bear attacks. And they said, you know, they're effective so much of the time. And then they looked at incidents in which bears were sprayed by people with bear spray, and bears usually left the area. But the bear spray incidents were generally not attacks. And they were in, when they sprayed grizzly bears, for example, most of these incidents were, I think about over half, I've been told, over half of the incidents were in national parks where the park staff was spraying inquisitive or curious bears. It was just a completely different situation. And when they sprayed grizzlies, they had an armed person with a 12-gauge shotgun backing them up. So they're not comparable. The 2 studies are not comparable. And yet that's what people do to claim that bear spray is more effective than firearms. And we've seen plenty of bear spray failures. Of course, we've seen incidents in which firearms have failed too, but they seem less likely. And if you just look at the physics involved, you basically have an irritant being sprayed at an animal. Yeah, that'll stop it from doing some behavior some of the time. Or you have projectiles being put into the vital organs of animals that kill them. Now, my experience with reality is that killing an animal stops it more definitely than spraying it with an irritant.
Right.
Now, some people will claim, the big claim, the whole reason, well, not the entire reason, but one of the biggest reasons for bear spray is that the bear doesn't get killed. But that's not a feature, it's a bug. Because this bear has already shown it's willing to attack people.
Right.
Bears that attack people should be killed. The number of incidents of bears attacking people is minuscule. It's a tiny, rare number of events. If you killed every bear that attacked a person, it wouldn't affect the population dynamics of bears in North America at all. And I don't think there's anybody who disagrees with the premise that it's more important to stop an attack on a person than it is to have another tag to issue to a bear hunter at some point. We have to limit the population of bears, or they become unmanageable. They get out of hand. They cause property damage and kill people. And the number of bears that have to be killed to do that management is far, far greater than the number of bears that attack humans. So it's a far better purpose.
Let me get you hold right there.
Attacking a person than to issue another hunting tag.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. You can find that article and everything else. The Dean writes at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my boss, water, talks, and all the wisdom he shared. Underwear, I just...
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yeah, check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been talking to Dean Weidengarten as he's down in the land down under. Where would you like to leave tonight, sir? Dean?
What was that, Bill? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
I was asking you what was the last thing you'd like to go over before we call this a night.
Oh, well, I would like to go over the Alaska Human Rights Commission, where we had three people resign because they were trying to use their authority to chill the exercise of First and Second Amendment rights. Not a very good thing for a Human Rights Commission. Have you covered that at all?
No, sir, I have not.
Yes, well, up in Alaska, they have, let's see, it's the Alaskan Commission on Human Rights, and they had a woman who I think she had a fair amount of newspaper experience, but I didn't see. She's not a lawyer, and I don't think she studied human rights law. And her name is Marty Buscaglia. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And she was the executive head of the Alaskan State Commission on Human Rights. And she found a truck in the parking lot of the building that the Human Rights Commission is in. And on the back of the truck, there was a sticker, an outline of an AR-15 type of rifle with a little notice under it that said, "Black Rifles Matter." And she was offended by this. and said, "What universe is this acceptable?" And she corrections head of corrections officer there both put their business cards under the windshield of this person and said and asked him not to park his truck in that parking lot. Well, this truck belonged to a contractor, air conditioning heating contractor, that was contracted by the owner of the building. And it is alleged, I have not actually seen the email, but it's alleged that she then went and sent an email to the owner of the building saying, "Can't you do something about this?" implying that that contractor should be fired. And she posted on Facebook disparaging comments about the owner of the pickup truck, implying they were racist.
Huh.
Well, none of this made any sense, really, because it's just an expression of Second Amendment right. It has nothing to do with race. And the owner of the truck didn't take this. His name is Brad Linegar. And he complained about it, and it got into the Alaskan papers and into a bit of around the country. And as a result, first off, the commission, which has 7 members, they voted to censure the executive director, Marty Biscaglia, and give her 15 days off without pay. But people in Alaska said, you can't have a human rights commission that just gives a slap on a wrist or something like this when they're chilling First and Second Amendment rights. So then what happened is she resigned, and 2 of the commissioners that voted for the slap on the wrist resigned as well. So they had 3 people resign, and basically a new human rights commission that had been investigated by the governor up there. So this is where pro-Second Amendment people said this type of conduct is not acceptable, and they made it stick. There may be lawsuits happening. After all, someone in a position of governmental authority is not allowed to infringe on people's constitutional rights under color of law. And it looks very much like that may be what was happening in this case. So there's an I have a couple of articles on it.
You know, Black Rifles Matter is actually sort of a little movement. I think Maj Ture has put that together, or Black Guns Matter,
yeah,
or whatever it is.
Yeah, and he's a great guy. I've talked to him a couple of times, and he's basically trying to raise awareness within the black community that they have Second Amendment rights, too, and they should exercise them. And there's a lot of resistance in some of the more leftist parts of the black community to the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
There are plenty of ardent Second Amendment supporters in the black community as well, but Maj Ture is one of them.
Yes.
It was just clueless and insane for her to assume that somehow this was a disparaging racial comment just by having a pro-Second Amendment bumper sticker on the guy's truck.
Yeah.
And that's what became well known in Alaska. So she is not with the commission anymore, and 2 of the people who voted on it are no longer. They've resigned as well. I don't know if further action will take place. It may. We just don't know.
See, this is the thing with so Alaska has a human rights commission.
Yeah, the actual was, I think it's called the State Commission on Human Rights.
Okay, so but they think it would fall within their purview to chill civil rights, which are human rights, right?
Yeah, you know, it's exactly 180 degrees out of sync of what you think it should be. But as the Human Rights Commission seemed to be sort of an Orwellian construction designed to chill and stop human rights. I recall, there's a famous case in Alaska, not Alaska, in Canada, where Mark Stein was persecuted for writing an article talking about, Muslim terrorists, and he was prosecuted under their Human Rights Commission, claiming that he was somehow being insensitive by talking about Muslims in jihadi attacks. Now, eventually, he won the case, but it was a long, hard slog, and it took enormous amount of resources to do it. And this, the Human Rights Commission, I will say, in Canada, that's a big difference from Alaska.
Right.
Essentially, it's just as a tool to stop people from exercising their rights.
See, the problem with this, though, is this is all part of this political correctness and virtue signaling and getting out there and being a nanny state where you've got a totally insensitive bumper sticker. In what world?
Yes, exactly.
You know, that's the craziest stuff I've ever heard. I hear this all the time. I very rarely try to get involved in any of that stuff if I can. And if I do, if somebody calls me, which I don't have any bumper stickers on my car, but if somebody says, oh, are you a gun owner? I'm like, yes, I am, and I'm carrying one right now. What would you like to say about it?
Well, exactly. This idea that speech should be limited to only that speech which doesn't offend anyone
approved
is insane.
Speech.
I mean, it is literally insane.
Approved.
Freedom of speech is most important when it's protecting speech that people find offensive. You don't have to protect speech that is inoffensive. You know, nobody, even in the Hitler's Nazi Germany or in Stalin's, dictatorial Soviet Russia.
We're about to run out of time.
It's perfectly fine to say we love Russia or we love Germany.
Sure. We're running out of time, so we will hear from you on Friday.
Yes, I believe so. I should be in a good place to talk on Friday.
Very good, sir. Thank you for joining us this evening. Yes, sir. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.